Go to any typical New Orleans neighborhood joint, and seafood is surely along for the ride. At a few, it even arrives in its own vessel, a boat, the classic New Orleans seafood boat, another entry in this city's list of edible oddities. The seafood boat resembles a seafood platter merged with an entire loaf of bread. On the plate, it looks like Paul Bunyan's own po' boy. But it's not a po' boy, and it's not even really a seafood platter. It belongs to its own niche. It flies brazenly in the face of modern low-carb diets, but it survives at a handful of eateries. It can kindle cravings in those with a nostalgic bent, and maybe even those who enjoy a little spectacle with their supper. On its face, it's simple. Take a whole loaf of bread, don't slice it, but partially hollow it out. Paint the insides with butter, fill it with some combination of fried shrimp, oysters, and catfish, and serve it to the oohs and ahs, rolling eyes and turned heads as this boat is ferried across the dining room. When two people split it, a seafood boat still looks huge. When one person orders it, the thing looks ridiculous, like one of those if-you-can-finish-it-it's-free deals. But it's no gimmick. The seafood boat has a long history in New Orleans, and most tales pin it to Little Woods, the stretch of lakefront in New Orleans East once filled with camps and seafood restaurants. The Little Woods camps are long gone, but one of the old restaurants is still rolling here, Deanie's on Hayne, a neighborhood joint with no relation to the much larger Deanie's of Bucktown fame. If you'll be launching your first seafood boat, Deanie's is where to start. The loaf is old-fashioned sweetbread, filled with expertly fried seafood and even a layer of French fries. Getting to know the seafood boat took me to the North Shore, to Morton Seafood, the Riverfront Tavern in Madisonville, to Bistro Orleans in Metairie, to Kenner Seafood, out past the airport, and even to Lakeview Burgers and Seafood, which makes its own deconstructed seafood boat, the pirogue, they call it, with garlic bread forming a small flotilla around the heap of seafood. Every time, I ended up with leftovers, all swaddled up in bulky bundles. I found myself holding them protectively, like a baby that needs burping. But what to do with a leftover boat? Fried seafood isn't so great the next day. The bread, though, that's a different story. And Deanie's on Hayne is where I picked up this pro tip. The morning after, put more butter on the bread, stick it in the toaster, and eat it hot with your coffee. It's a next-day sandwich loaf, double buttered with just a hint of fried seafood. And it's good. So remember, if the seafood boat looks overindulgent to you, to someone else, it might just look like breakfast. Get my picks for these seafood boats at wwno.org.